Now, the Volvo. How much sympathy does an ex-Kinder deserve when he's paid for his crime and is trying to start his life over again? That's the question which is divided the Volvo family among themselves. Molly, with her usual sympathy and understanding, is doing everything in her power to help Edward Ray get off to a good start in his prison business. She's even called town meetings to try and influence the townspeople to help him. Ray's husband has no desire to make things harder for Ray, but he feels that Molly's pampering him and doesn't agree. Dr. Kirby Jr. has no wish to encourage Ray either, but for a very different reason. Dr. Kirby is jealous. He's jealous because he's falling in love with Oriane Leland. And Oriane has turned down the position he offered her to go into business with Ray. But just as Molly was getting ready to go to the meeting, one of the victims of Ray's temple showed up, and his side of the story came out. It wasn't Molly. And Drake is glad to see Molly's pathetic attitude brought back to her.
Waverly, Tammy, I said away from the door, please. I don't like eardroppers. Please.
You heard them off, didn't you? Well, Molly, I was still going for the meeting to enlighten the townspeople about Mr. Ray. Now that you heard the other side of the story?
Oh, yes, please, Mr. Ray and the man and Dr. Kirby are inside, please.
Papa's right, Molly. You cooked up a pudding, Molly. Yes, I. And I say that Orion was not the type of woman to be associated with a man like Mr. Ray. I knew where else I spoke. But no, I was a fool. Taylor should put on him. By the wings of an angel. Oh, Molly, Molly. How long can you be blind to the fact?
Whatever the townspeople think of Mr. Way is what they should think.
That he was good for the cook's son doesn't cover the fact that he was dead to hold up a swearing vessel.
All right, Jake, please.
Then all right, men, call off the meeting.
Why did Dr. Cater let the man think that he was talking to Mr. Ray when he wasn't talking to Mr. Ray?
Mr. Ray and Dr. Cater don't look alike. How could the man have made that mistake?
The man never saw Ray. He's just invested in that company. Ray was a kind of a god, far off. No one ever saw him. See, my chance to see hundreds of people lost every penny they had, every cent.
Is that Dr. Cater?
Well, the man, I walked around the railroad station.
Very pleasant, wasn't it?
Very.
Yes. Dr. Kodak. I mean, I don't think the future
of Mrs. Goldberg, the poor man was practically out of his head with anger and hysteria. I've seen people like that before. They're not responsible for what they do. I was doing nothing to Goldie, man. If it had been Way instead of me, control would have snapped, and then. Well, it didn't. It's all over with. That poor man will go home now, relieved that he's spoken his mind, but still without his money.
Call off your meeting, Molly, and be glad you made this discovery before the townspeople do.
Mrs. Leland will probably be a little disappointed, too.
And what?
In the fact that Orion's partner in the chicken business is really a first-class fraud. I'm afraid to have the hope that everything would be explained with Way turning out to be an innocent victim of fate.
It's a good lesson. If you put your hand out to help, trust me, I've been going to bat it off.
Yes, I know. Of course, I believe that Way's been punished. It's not up to us or anyone to make things harder or worse for him.
Likewise. But it's one thing to be guilty, and it's another thing to sympathy. Call off your meeting, Molly. You ready to say it?
Excuse me.
The phone is here, Molly.
Excuse me.
Molly, I said phone off the meeting. Excuse me, Dr. Taylor.
Excuse me, Dr. Taylor.
Excuse me, Dr. Taylor.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry for you to make that woman think you are Mr. Ray. So you could find out something about Mr. Ray.
I really?
You really did your best to familiarize Mr. Ray. We really took advantage of the fact that you are in the wonderfully superior position of never having been in jail. Well, it's no credit to your country. And it's a good example of your forgiving nature. You are worse than the people in this town because you know better. You know enough about human nature to realize that men can do things for which they despise themselves for reasons they can't even explain to themselves. You just did.
I merely tried to help your dear friend, Mr. Wade. I tried to get him and his innocent victim on a crossing ditch. I tried to take the fire out of the scene. I said, gentlemen, let's agree that one of you swindled the other. The good reasons or bad ones, it doesn't matter. The swindler has been in jail. The swindler has suffered poverty. Now let's look to see too. The well is clear and fast now. The jail has
said...
Is there anything wrong?
It's not easy to talk about people this way.
Okay.
You should know. You're a psychologist. You know that people aren't simply black and white people.
That's one thing I do know. But just because there's a good scientific explanation for what a man does doesn't excuse the action. There's a difference between morality and psychology, Ollion. For instance, there's probably a very good psychological reason why you preferred not to accept the job I offered you and become the partner of an ex-jailbird instead. Probably a very good psychological reason. I can even guess it, I think. But there's no moral reason for doing it.
What's so immoral about working with a man who's trying to make a living?
Nothing as far as you're concerned. You can expose yourself to being tarred with the same brush of public contempt, but you have a young son.
Aren't you being a little naive? No one is going to blame my son, who happens to be 6 years old, just because I'm in partnership with Mr. Wade. You ought to see a doctor, Dr. Kidd.
You're impossible, Lorian. Did you see that man? He came here to kill Mr. Wade. Subconsciously, that's what he wanted to do. There are hundreds of people who want to do that. Hundreds of poor, innocent people whose lives were ruined. And here you are defending him. As if you had collected every cent of that blood money.
I'm not excusing him for what he did.
Well, you're doing something I can't understand. Even Mrs. Goldberg can see the light now. I don't say we ought to act like some of the townspeople, I ask you. But on the other hand, I don't think we ought to sanctify Mr. Wade just because he was good to his cook's son. Losing all his perspective.
Come on, I'm too jealous. I'm ready.
Please,
sir, please. I called the meeting and I'm going to. Do you want to come? You're welcome.
I will go to tell him.
Exactly what I was going to say before I have to say now. Mr. Ray did all the things he persuaded. He committed what he committed. He paid. He paid with his liberty for the crime of being too free with the rights of other people. And now he's back in the world with his other people. He's trying to make a new life for himself. To make up to the old one. And it's up to us. It's up to us, every one of us, to help him. Because, excuse me, as a psychologist, Dr. Cater, you know, and as plain human beings, we know that, how shall I say it, that the time is to face somebody like you and like me. Come on, give it up.
My. Then will thou give him out in heaven? Will that prepare? Not then. I guarantee it.
Well, this is one of those problems in which both sides are right. And just what effect this is going to have on Mr. Wade's future is very hard to tell.